You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your chance to ask any question you want. We will try and answer it for you, or our mixed family can answer it for you too. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Text your questions into the Siding Unlimited text line 414-432-1099. You have questions? Maybe we'll find some answers for you. We've got to look for another text today. So what we do, we get so many texts every day.
Yep, we see your text coming through, and you're anonymous until you tell us your name. We just see a phone number. So you can ask anything that you want. I think yesterday people were asking what happened to my first marriage, and was he cheating on me? Well, if you go to the on-demand show on Odyssey or 991themix.com, you can get the audio of the past text roulettes. Your questions are good.
Yeah, well, you decide what you want to talk about on the show. And these questions are good. It ranges everywhere from just, you know, regular everyday questions.
Wedding topics.
Relationship type of topics.
Yeah.
You know, you've got things going on with somebody at work or a boyfriend, a girlfriend.
I'm watching the text line here.
I think we should spin the wheel.
Okay, some more that are coming in. 414-432-1099. What question do you have that you want the masses to answer?
Let's spin the wheel and find out where it lands.
Number eight.
Oh, this is easy for me because I have a quick page. I don't have to like scroll through a bunch of pages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold on. We've got to vet this. Make sure it doesn't have any naughty words in it. Okay, good. No, this one. This one doesn't. Okay. Here is a random question that I've often wondered about, says the texter. Oh, it's New York Norma.
It's New York Norma. We love you.
Norma, who moved here from New York. Okay, so here it is. Why are most toilet seats in public restrooms horseshoe-shaped and the ones for our homes are a complete circle?
I have wondered that too, New York Norma.
Wait a minute. This happens in women's restrooms too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just guys, so because we like to dribble on the seat.
No, this is women's. For some reason, when you're in public restrooms, it's not a full circle, but it's a full circle at your house. I have always wondered that question.
I thought she was just asking for like the men's room.
This is a perfect test roulette question for Radar, by the way, because Radar loves bathroom talk.
We do like.
No, I don't want to just go to Google and find this out because I have a theory of why. And my theory is that it's for easier cleaning.
Is that what it is? I thought it was...
Even though there's still something there that can catch things.
I thought it was dribbling.
I think it's for easier cleaning when people want to clean the toilets.
Yeah, and so it doesn't dribble on the seat when guys use it. Because, you know, us dudes, we like to mark our territory, let's just say. You know, and sometimes it's not in that big bowl.
Well, sometimes this it goes all is over what the my theory is. Maybe one of you knows the exact reason why. 414-432-1099. Call or text. Maybe you work at Kohler and you have answers.
Come on, people. Help us out.
Why
help
are out the toilets at home a circle, but they're not?
In public.
You know, in public, they look like the sea of the Chicago Bears is what they look like.
That's right.
Like a toilet.
They do. Like a toilet. Like a winning toilet. How's that? Hey!
You had one win. You had one win and you just won't. Okay, you got the win. The game didn't even matter for us.
You can call in your answers. Or maybe you know about this. If you can help out New York Norma. And Elizabeth and Radar here. Why are those toilet seats in public have that little horseshoe, but yet it's round at home when you buy them for your
such
house?
Such a random question that a lot of you have probably wondered just like us. Thank you, New York Norma, for sending that into text roulette.
Call in 414-432-1099, or you can text the Siding Unlimited text line. And that number also is 414-432-1099.
And thank you so much to everyone that texted in and said it's for cleanliness. It's to keep it clean.
Yes.
We see your text messages. And yes, when you do a little bit of digging and you do go to the internet, it says the U-shaped design is a plumbing code requirement. It is mandated by building codes and the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials. The reason why they have the gap, easier cleaning and preventing direct contact with potentially contaminated areas of the seat.
How is that easier cleaning? That's more difficult because
there's less to clean, I guess, is
when
the
you
only
wipe
thing
the
I can
seat,
think of.
Then you got to, oh, I got to go down. Now I got to come back up and go to the other side this way.
It's just a circle. To keep it as clean as possible.
That's more surface area, though.
That is why.
That's more surface areas.
Well, now you know the answer.
That's not right, though. I don't like it.
New York Norma, hopefully this answered your question. Thank you for sending it in to Text Roulette. We might be getting to your question next. You can send those questions at 414-432-1099. We could be talking to you tomorrow.